హరే కృష్ణ. హిజ్ హోలీనెస్ మహావిష్ణు గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ 100th అపీరెన్స్ డే వ్యాస్ పూజా మహామహోత్సవ్కి జయ్. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్కి జయ్. సో వన్ టైమ్ వన్ డివోటీ అప్రోచ్డ్ హిజ్ హోలీనెస్ మహావిష్ణు గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ అండ్ టోల్డ్, మహారాజ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు స్టడీ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, ప్లీజ్ గివ్ మీ యువర్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్. అండ్ మహారాజ్ సెడ్, టు స్టడీ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం బ్లెస్సింగ్ ఇస్ నాట్ రిక్వైర్డ్, ఎండెవర్ ఇస్ రిక్వైర్డ్. He said, don't try to look for the inspiration in the sky when it is very much available on the ground. As we know, there are two types of Bhagavatas, the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. Kaviraj Goswami says, Ek Bhagavat Bada Bhagavat Shastra Ar Bhagavat Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. So someone may ask that who is better, the book Bhagavat or the person Bhagavat? And one time Srila Prabhupada replied saying person Bhagavat is better. Why? Because he can pull your ears. So sometimes Maharaj will pat us, sometimes Maharaj will pull our ears also. And we have been very very fortunate to get the blessings, mercy and association of Maharaj in our life. And today on this most auspicious and wonderful day, while we remember Maharaj's association, I would just like to speak on one quality out of thousands of qualities which Maharaj had, which is humility. As you know, Maharaj born in 1920 in a very wonderful Gujarati Vaishnav family. He was a wonderful devotee from childhood. Indeed, worship of Krishna was a family tradition, and Maharaj knew a lot about Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. He was highly educated. 80 years back, he was double graduated, MA in English and MA in Sanskrit. And then he moved to London. He was a grahastha. He had a wonderful family, a respectable position in the society. Indeed, he was the president of the Gujarati Samaj in London. And as His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj jokingly says that there are more Gujaratis in London than in Gujarat, and Maharaj was the president of that society. But he was always looking for the association of devotees, and when he came in contact with Sankirtan devotees, and one time he went to attend a morning program, and a very junior devotee, maybe less than half of his age, who was I believe from Holland, who later became Hare Krishna Das, a young boy, he was giving the Bhagavatam class. And although Maharaj very senior in age and also senior in knowledge, he sat down in all his humility to hear the Bhagavatam class. And after Bhagavatam class, he asked that from where you got all this knowledge from, and he replied, everything is there in Srila Prabhupada's books. And this took Maharaj to study scrutinizingly Srila Prabhupada's books. And later, in his Vanprastha, when he entered into the ashram, Brahmachari ashram in London, he would actually sit down near one pillar, and which we know, we call it as Mahavishnu Goswami pillar, and he will study Srimad Bhagavatam for 4 hours. And then Maharaj, although he was senior in age, but in one sense, because he entered the ashram, he was like the junior for the others, and he would also not hesitate to take the instructions from the fellow devotees, the brahmacharis who were half of his age. So this is real humility of Maharaj, which is very very inspiring for us. And today while we are meditating, I would just like to conclude from one anecdote. That one time somebody asked Maharaj that, Maharaj, at such an advanced age, why are you traveling so much? The travel takes a toll on your health, and why don't you stay at one place and just, you know, give us your blessings and discourse on Srimad Bhagavatam. And Maharaj told, Baba, what can I do? Wherever I go, everyone actually drives me away and they say, Goswami, Goswami, Mahavishnu, Goswami. So I go back. So Maharaj, we know that you were traveling just to give mercy to all the fallen souls on this this world. Because person like you who travel on the earth on the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and today I would like to
offer my gratitude at your lotus feet by chanting one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is very dear to our heart and which describes the Parivrachaka Acharya like you. Janasya Krishnad Vimukasya Daivat Adharma Silasya Sudukhi Tasya Anugrahaya Iha Charanti Nunam Bhutani Bhavyani Janardanasya. The great philanthropic soul travel on the surface of this earth to bring back the rebellious souls who are averse to the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who are subordinate to the will of the Lord. And the saintly people like you, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani, they actually go and bring back them. So thank you very much, Maharaj, for all your kindness, all your mercy, all your association, all your affection towards all of us in Avatari Desh. His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.